presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Not only does the Bible tell us that he was here 40 days, history also tells us that. See, Christianity is documented outside of the Word of God. In fact, some of those writings are Jewish that do not even embrace our Messiah. But they do acknowledge that he was born, he lived, he worked miracles, he was crucified, and that his disciples said that he was raised from the dead and seen by many as 500 people. It's pretty astounding. The resurrection is something that is very significant. Of all the major religions of the world, only four are built around a personality. Many of them are just built around teachings and philosophies and mind stuff. But four major religions are built around personalities. The first one is Judaism. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. But you know, in 1900 B.C., Abraham died and is buried. And he's still buried. Then there's Buddhism. 483 B.C., Buddha dies and is still dead. Then there is Islam, June the 6th, 632 A.D. Muhammad dies and is buried. And then there's 33 A.D. Jesus of Nazareth dies. But guess what? He was raised from the dead. The only religion in the world, the only major religion in the world that believes the resurrection. You know, already this year and last year, I stood at the head of too many caskets. Some of you that are here today, I was with you as you buried loved ones. And some of you, I wasn't with you when you buried loved ones. Last year, in August, I stood at the head of my dad's casket. And you know, without the resurrection, those would have been hopeless days. But because we believe in the resurrection, we know and we believe that the resurrection is a significant thing, because we believe that we'll see our loved ones again if they know Christ. So the resurrection is a very significant thing. And I want to talk to you today. See, Jesus said something about himself in John 11, 25. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." I believe I'll see my dad again. I believe you'll see your mom again. Those of you who have lost children, you'll see your children again. Those of you that have lost loved ones, if they knew Christ, we believe that you will see them again. So what does the resurrection mean to us today? What significance does the resurrection have for us today? Three things that we want to talk about real fast. Okay? Number one, because of the resurrection, our past can be forgiven. I don't know about you, but I've got a past. I know some of you. I don't know all of you, but I know some of you. You got one too. We all have a past, don't we? And it's not all good, is it? It would be ridiculous for me to ask you this question today. How many in this room have ever committed a sin? If we were honest, you know what? We'd all have to raise two hands, 2 feet, stand up. We've all sinned, haven't we? We've all missed it. The Bible has some things to say about that. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death." Now, what is a wage? A wage is something that we earn. See, there are people who are trying to earn righteousness. There are people who are trying to earn their way to heaven. But this says that the wage of sin, and we've all committed it, is death. Wage is something that you earn. Wage is something that you deserve. See, religion, a lot of religions teach that we work our way into God's favor. Christianity does not teach that. It basically tells us that we've all fallen short. We've all missed the mark. We've all come way short of being able to deserve right standing with God. But it does tell us that the wage of our sin is death. But there's a word after that. Can you look at that and tell me what that word is? But. I'm glad for that but today. Okay? There's sometimes that a but in a sentence is a good thing. Sometimes we use but. I know I ought to go to church, but it's an excuse. But here, it's a good thing. The wages of sin is death, but everybody's that next word. The gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Wow, that's good news. That tells me something. That my past can be forgiven. That I deserve what my past dictates. But I can receive a gift called eternal life that's packaged in Jesus Christ, and my past can be forgiven. See, that's one of the significance of the resurrection. He goes on to say in Romans 4:25, he says, "He was delivered up because of our offenses, and he was raised because of our justification." Two things. He went to the cross because of our offenses. Now, if you were here Friday night, and we had a good crowd here Friday night. We had 6 people make Jesus Lord. But we saw a short video about the guy who portrayed the guy who crucified Christ. And he made this statement, "I crucified Jesus." You know what that verse says? He was delivered up because of our offenses. I could say it like this. He was delivered up because of my offenses. See, the Romans didn't kill Jesus and the Jews didn't kill Jesus. I killed Jesus. You killed Jesus. It was our sins that sent him to the cross. It says he was delivered up because of our offenses, but he was raised for our justification, because of our justification. He was raised from the dead so that we who deserve death and we who have received death might have our own resurrection and be alive unto him. Now that's good news in this house of the Lord today. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. It says, "Having wiped out the hand ordinance of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, he has taken it out of the way, nailing it to his cross." The Old Testament has ordinances that we can't live by. You can't even live by the Ten Commandments. Some people believe, well, if I just keep the Ten Commandments, I'll be okay. If I just keep the Golden Rule, we don't even keep that. There are times we fall short of that. And the law had requirements for righteousness. And it says that not only did Jesus take our sins, he took the requirements that was against us and he nailed it to his cross. I don't have to earn his love. I don't have to earn his grace. I don't have to earn his favor. Because of Jesus, I have it. My sins can be forgiven. I love this verse in Psalms 103:12. It talks about our sins. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. He no longer holds my past against me. I can still remember it. I don't remember every sin I've committed, but I remember those that I'm the most ashamed of. But you know what? It says that God has removed those as far away from me as the east is from the west. He'll never use those against me again. Well, let me ask you a question. Why are you still beating yourself up over all that? If he doesn't hold it against you, why are you holding that against yourself? So number one, because of the resurrection, our past, our sins can be forgiven. Number two, because of the resurrection, my future is secure. I like that. We can know we're saved. We don't have to guess about it. We don't have to wonder about it. You know, one reason is I didn't earn it. It was given to me as a gift. I can know that I have eternal life. I can know where I'm going when I die. My future is secure in him. See, God deals with our past, present, and future. In fact, I'll tell you a little secret. His blood paid for all your sin. Your past sins, and even the sins that you will yet commit. All you got to do is go to him and confess your sins. And the Bible says, as a believer, that he's faithful and just to forgive you your sin and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. What a deal. What a deal. That's good. Scripture says, 2 Corinthians 4:14, knowing, everybody say knowing, that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. It says two things. We know that if he raised Jesus, he will also raise us and present us to the Father. That's good news. We can be secure in that. We believe in that resurrection. We have that hope. Here's another we know scripture. 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. See, when you get saved, the love of God is shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Spirit. And it's amazing. You just start, makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Who? We know we pass from death to life. We know we have eternal life. We can know that. We don't have to hope so. We don't have to think, well, maybe if I've done... No, you hadn't done enough. Let me tell you, if I've just done enough good things... No, you haven't done enough good things. You can't. Well, I've done too many bad things. No, you haven't. See, the price has been paid. That brings us to our third point. Not only can our past sins be forgiven, not only, number two, because of the resurrection, our future is secure, but number three, because of the resurrection, your present can be made new. See, I don't know what you're dealing with today. I don't know if you struggle with addictions. I don't know, maybe you struggle with pornography. Maybe you struggle with hate or unforgiveness. I've got good news for you today. Your present can be made new. You don't have to be bound. You don't have to live a life that's in bondage. You can be free. See, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I want to read this wonderful verse in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. This is from the Message Bible. Listen to this. What a God we have, and how fortunate we are to have Him, this Father of our Master Jesus. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we've been given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now. God is keeping careful watch over us and the future. The day is coming when we'll all have it all, life healed and whole. Now, you may not have that today. You may not have that right now. You may be bound by something right now. You may be in a struggle with something right now. But I've got good news. Not only can your past be forgiven, not only can your future be secure, but your present can be changed. I want you to watch this video.
Seems like all I could see was the struggle. Haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. Wondering how long is this gonna last? Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight, it's already been won. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame and regret. When I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and ride.
This morning you might be here and you say, I want that. I need that in my life. Because we all need God. We all need to trust in Jesus in what He did for us in our lives. And see, this morning, you've been presented with the truth of Jesus Christ. And today, you get to make a decision of whether you believe or not. Let me tell you something. It's changed my life. God has done some amazing things in me. And I want to give you a chance to have that same kind of experience with Jesus Christ. So if I could have everybody just bow their head just real fast. Tonight I want to give you a chance to say, I want to take this step. I want to say, Jesus, I trust You. Jesus, I believe in You. Come change my heart. Come change my life. If you've never made that decision, you say, I want.